You have your Bible, turn with this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The Bible says, but of Him, verse 30, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if you'll pray hard and God will give me help, on this thought. How's our state a work in progress? How's our state a work in progress? Now, I'm not talking about the state of North Carolina. State of North Carolina is in a mess. Amen. You know why? Because folks is lost and undone without God, and we've got a government that's trying to do it in their flesh. But praise God, I thank God that He gives us an opportunity to check this flesh at the door, if you will, and to get on track for the glory of God. And if we just realize our state this morning, realize where we are with the Lord, and realize what God wants to do for us and how He wants to help us this morning. He wants to help us individually. He wants to help Brother Rex just as much as He wants to help Brother May. Hey, listen, you know what? Sometimes the devil tells us, well, you know, God just don't want to help me. That's a lie of the devil. God wants to help every one of us this morning, and He will help us this morning if we'll let Him. If we just realize, come to a place and we realize the state that we're in. Amen. The state that we're in, praise God. A lot of it depends on us. And a lot of it depends on our attitude. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now our standing, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We know where we're standing. Amen. You know where you're standing this morning? Amen. My hope is in the Lord. It's not in this old world that I live. I mean, and we're in our state, praise God, in Christ. We're perfect in Christ. Hey, there's nothing lacking when we're in the Lord. Amen. We've been completely redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. You say, how do you know? Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 1, or I'll read it to you. He said, there is therefore, now listen, if we're in Christ Jesus, if we've been born again, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. He said, hey, the condemnation of the sin and things in our life is when we're in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's gone. It's been cast into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, how do you know whether you're in Christ Jesus? And he goes on in the verse, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So he says, if you're a child of the King and you're walking after the Spirit, you're being led by the Holy Ghost of God, praise God. He said, there's no condemnation in you. Hey, we mess up, we fess up, praise God, and go on for the glory of God. Can keep looking up. Amen. That's what God expects us to do. And hey, it's not too hard to do that, praise God, if you settle in your heart that you're not going to sin against God. You're going to walk, praise God, it's circumspectly with Him in a way that's pleasing to a holy God. If we settle that in our hearts and our minds, praise God, the devil, hey, he has a heyday with that if we don't. But when we settle it once and for all, praise God, in our minds and our hearts and say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to do my best to be pleasing to You. Amen. It throws an obstacle for the devil. Amen. It's hard for the old devil, praise God, to get past that. Because, see, the devil's not omnipresent. Amen. He's not everywhere all the time. Hey, he's not with you every step of the way. You know, a lot of times we say, oh, well, the devil made me do it. Not the devil. The devil, it's our stinking flesh that makes us do it. Amen. We give in to the worldly things in the flesh, and we get suckered in by the devil. Amen. But if we realize, praise God, that there's no condemnation to those that love the Lord, those that are in Christ Jesus, amen, we realize, praise God, that in our standing we're perfect, in our position, praise God, that our standing, our position in Christ is perfect. And there's nothing can alter that standing. Amen. Nothing can alter our standing. If we're in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, striving for perfection, praise God, that's all He expects. He said, if we just try to do right, strive for perfection. We'll never be perfect in this flesh because our flesh ain't perfect. Amen? But praise God, there's a perfect Savior that died for the flesh. If we realize that, praise God, we can get where we need to be today for the glory of God. Amen? So we realize our state is that condition we have in Christ. Amen? That's what we have. But our standing, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our justification. The Lord is our justification. The standing we had, we've been justified, praise God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as, hey, praise God, when we confess our sin, realize, you know what's wrong with most of people today? We have never confessed our sins. Said, Lord, I'm just an old wicked sinner in need of help. We so heady and high-minded, we go through this world and we say, you know what? I'm doing okay. 2/3 of the people me and Brother Bill go to visit, praise God, you ask them how they are, and we know, you know, they're a lost sinner, praise God. Not that I'm judging them, but I just see the fruit they're bearing, and they'll say, preacher, we're okay. In their own mind, they are, but not according to God. God says there's none of us okay, that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that we need help, praise God. We need a Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. So he said he sends this justification through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's standing that we're in, praise God, being justified. Now our state is sanctification. Amen. We've been sanctified, praise God, through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. But what we got to realize, praise God, even though we've been sanctified, sin can alter our state. Now it can't alter our standing because we're in the Lord Jesus Christ, but it can alter our state with Him. Now the old devil say, well, you know, you do whatever you want to. You've been saved. That's a lie of the devil. Amen? That is a lie of the devil. We can't do whatever. Hey, you can do whatever you want to if you're a child of God seeking to do right, because your want to's a change.
Amen.
Amen? You can do whatever you want to. Hey, I can drink all the liquor I want now because I don't want to.
Amen.
I can take all the dope, but I want to now because I don't want to.
Amen.
God changes my want to, praise God, when He saved my soul. When He came down, showed me as I was an old sinner that He loved me enough, praise God, cared enough about me, praise God, to come to where I was at and say, hey, look, I love you, I'll save you, praise God. He didn't only save my soul, praise God, He saved me from myself. I'm no longer that man that belongs to me, I belong to Him. Amen. So I don't have to worry about my standing. My standing's perfect, but my state sometimes gets out of whack. Amen. Through sanctification, praise God, He keeps us on track. Now our state should correspond with our standing. The state that we're in, the state that you're in, should correspond with your standing. If you've been saved and born again, praise God, your state ought to be a state of sanctification, praise God, as set aside for the cause of Christ. Headed in the right direction, praise God, with a focus and a plan in mind, praise God, to get into portals of glory. Amen. For hey, I'm talking about heaven bound with the hammer down. Not looking back. Sometimes old devil gets us to look back. Say, look what you're missing. Hey, listen, you ought to just look in between Big Bill and said, look what I'm gaining, praise God. Amen. I'm gaining an eternal home, praise God. A place in the Lord Jesus Christ. A place of security, a place of hope, a place of comfort. Praise the Lord. So that this may become a reality. What God says we are in Christ. That's what sanctification is. It helps it to become a reality. I'm afraid there's a lot of people today that's living in a make-believe world. Hey, if we realize in reality today, praise God, that Lord Jesus Christ can save us and sanctify us and set us aside and pull us along, take us with Him, praise God, into the portals of glory, it would change our whole attitude. We wouldn't be so hard on ourselves. Because we wouldn't have to be. Because we'd be realizing, praise God, that we don't belong to ourselves. That we belong to a mighty God who holds the whole world in His hand. The stars and the galaxies, praise God, God controls. He put them out there. Amen. He just flicked the stars and the moon and the planets off the end of His fingers. Hung them out there, praise God, and they just sat there and twirl around, glory to God, in nothing. You explain that. There's not even any gravity up there. But that glory to God. They not even any gravity there, but they sat and turned in space right where He put them. You explain that. Why? They're better than we are. They're obedient to a high righteous God. Amen. They sat in there. Hey, if we'd get to where God would want us to be and we'd just sit there and turn for His glory, praise God, God would get glory out of our life.
Amen.
And we'd be a different people.
Amen.
But we struggle in our lives, praise God, because we can't be obedient to the Lord. Amen? We can't just set ourselves aside for the cause of Christ. Say, Lord, you know what? Here I am, just an old stinking dirty vessel. Would you clean me up, praise God, and make me a vessel unto righteousness? And that's what God begins to do. Look at our text, verse 30. He said, but of Him are ye in Christ. Talking about God the Father. And that's God the Father that made it possible, praise God, that we through in Christ, who of God is made unto us. Now notice what he talked about. He said, made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. He said, Jesus, praise God, through God Almighty, he's made us all these things. So if we realize that Jesus is as much our sanctification, amen, as He is our righteousness. Hello? He's that ever-present help, praise God, just as much. Hey, He is righteous. He's our righteousness. Because our righteousness is filthy rags. Amen? Our righteousness is filthy rags, is the rags they use to bind the wounds of lepers. Amen? Leprosy, it gets on anything, praise God. It can't be, it has to be taken out and buried. It can't be cleaned up. And He said, my righteousness, praise God, was so filthy and dirty, and it can't be cleaned up. He said, I have to take it. Now you get this. He said, I have to take upon myself the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, but He said, praise God, hey, and here He said, our sanctification, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ just as much as our righteousness is in Him. Amen? And He's not going to get slack on His righteousness. He's always going to be a righteous God. Right in all His dealings. Amen? Whether we understand Him or not, He's always right in everything that He does. God's never... Hey, listen. Contrary to the world's belief, God's never made a mistake. I know we got people running around today saying, well, preacher, I was born a boy and I should have been a girl and da-da-da-da-da. Hey, God don't make no mistake. Amen? He's never made a mistake. Praise God. We need to just be what we are by the grace of God. Amen? Quit trying to be something that we ain't. Amen? Praise the Lord. But He said, hey, He said, we are His as much of His sanctification as we are His righteousness. Jesus is as much our sanctification as He is our redemption. We know that He bought us with a price. That price was a giving Himself, praise God, on the cross of Calvary. He shed His blood. He became sin for us. Amen. He hung between heaven and earth. Them old three rusty spike nails, praise God, that was run through His hands and His feet. Amen. Held it. Didn't hold Him up on that cross. It was His love for me and you that held Him on that cross. He could have summoned up a thousand legions of angels. Amen. He could have just one word, and He said that he could have cried, help! And buddy, they would have delivered Him. But praise God, He stood the test. He bore the pain, praise God, for old sinners like me and you on the cross of Calvary. He laid down His life so that we could take it up again, that we could have newness of life, that we could have the victory, praise God, of life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And through Him, we would have the power to rise up, praise God, in this present world that we live, that wants to stomp us down, raise up our hand to God and say, thank You, Lord, for Your redeeming power. But the same God that redeemed us by His blood, praise God, is keeping us through sanctification. Amen. The sanctifying power. The state that we're in. Jesus is as much our sanctification. Now get this, as He is our wisdom. Amen. What do you want to know? What would you like to know? Just ask God. He's at the bottom of the book, it's written to me. He said, you just say, hey, whatever you want to know, just look in the book. He said, I've got the answer in there. Hey, you know what? He said, every answer that we ever need in the Word of God. For every situation. He said, preacher, you believe that? I believe that with all my heart. There's an answer, praise God, to meet every need if we just trust in the Lord. But He said, hey, listen, He said, it's Jesus, it's God Almighty through the Lord Jesus Christ that gives us the power, praise God, to be overcomers in this world and to get satisfaction out of the Lord and the precious blood that He shed. Satisfied. Are you satisfied where you're at? How's your state this morning? Are you a work in progress? We ought to be a work in progress every day of our life for the glory of God. Every day, praise God, of our life. Now listen, it ought to be a work in progress for the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have to check our state. You know, it's easy to look around at our neighbor. It's easy for me to look at old Brother Bill and say, you know what, old Brother Bill, he ought to do this and he ought to do that. Well, hey, what about me? You see, a lot of times I believe it's like Jesus said, we go around with this big old, there's a mold in Brother Bill's eye, but praise God, we won't try to get it out, and we got a big 2x6 sticking out of ours. Yeah. Amen? You got this big old beam sticking out of your eye, and hey, I don't want you operating on me. Amen? I got a little splinter in mine. But praise God, here you come with a big old beam sticking out of your eye. And you say, hey, let me get that for you. And you beat Him in the head with your beam as you're trying to get a splinter out of His eye. Amen. But help us, Lord, praise God, to realize that if we can just focus on our state, who we are and what God would have us to be. Amen. Hey, it's a me salvation, praise God. It's what God has done for me, what the Lord wants to do for me. Bless His holy name. It's that sanctification. That's that walk that we live. That's our walk. That's how we go day by day. Now, if Jesus can meet our needs in our standing as far as salvation, now if He can take an old sorry, now listen to me, if He can take an old sorry, no account sinner, amen, a drug addict, a harlot, a prostitute, whatever he may be, an alcoholic, a wife beater, a people hater, if He can take somebody like that and save them, praise God, don't you think if you ask Him to forgive you your sins, come into your heart, you allow Him to come into your heart, praise God, if you get Him into your heart, praise God, He can't keep you in your walk. Amen, He's more than able, that's right, to keep us where we need to be. We realize, but you know what's wrong with it? We don't realize where we're at in Christ Jesus. We don't realize the position that we should be living in. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says we are sanctified. Now that's positional. That's where we're at. Amen? Right here He's talking about our position in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ, of Jesus Christ, once for all. Amen? Once for all. For all. Jesus, hey, praise God, had through the Lord Jesus Christ, one time was sufficient. Amen. Now I hear people all the time say, well, preacher, you know, I just don't know. So I'm struggling. I've been saved 4 or 5 times and I'm still struggling. I just can't get it right. Listen, have you never been saved 4 or 5 times? Hey, praise God, Jesus died once for all. And all it takes is a one-time salvation. Amen. Amen. Selling out the Lord Jesus Christ, falling on your face, realizing you're an old sinner and deserving of hell. Amen. Or to be in hell with your back, bro. But praise God, Jesus died for your sins. Coming to realization, praise God, He'll take that old sinner. He'll plunge him in that precious blood. I said He'll plunge in that precious blood and bring them out, glory be to God, pure and white. Amen. You say you'll be perfect. You'll be perfect in Christ. We'll never be perfect in this flesh, but there'll be a difference in you. Without, as Brother Bill says to me, without a change, there's no change that you're going to see heaven. There's got to be a change that takes place in our life. I'm afraid there's a lot of people sitting in our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches that's never been saved. Yeah, how do you say? Why do you say that, preacher? Because there's never been no change. Amen. We still bebop along just like we did 20 years ago before we ever made a profession. Amen. A profession without a possession is just a weak something or another. Amen. It has no effect. Praise God, when you get the real thing, Holy Ghost of God will deal with your heart. I don't care where you go. You get away from God and God's going to chastise you. He's going to say, hey, wait a minute, fella. You don't need to go there. You don't need to do that. Amen. And He'll help us to turn from our ways and turn to His ways. Why? Because of that position that we have in Christ. Now, Paul was, you say, well, preacher, is that church folk? That's church folk. But sometimes if we ain't careful, we like these Corinthians, we get carnal, don't we? We get to living in the flesh. And we forget about how high and lofty God wants to put us. He wants to put us on a higher plateau. He don't want us to live the way we used to live. He don't want us to think the things we used to think. And He surely don't want us to do the things that we used to do. But He says, I've got a different place, a better place for you. See, even these old carnal sin in the Corinthians, amen, they were sanctified. The Bible says they were sanctified in Jesus Christ and called saints. Look back at chapter 1, back at chapter 1 in verse 2. He said, Paul's talking, he says, unto the church of God which is at Corinth. To the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. But yet they were carnal in their activity. Look what he says in chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse 3. He said, for ye are yet carnal. Now he just said that they were saints. Amen. They were called to God. They were saints. But he said they're carnal. They're still living in this old flesh. He said, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? See, we're not supposed to walk as men anymore. We're supposed to walk like Christ. Amen. He said, for while one saith, I am Apollos, and another, I am Apollos, are you not carnal? He said, hey, you know, I got in this way and you got in that way. Amen. I'm better than you. Hey, God said, God ain't in that. Praise God. It's through the blood of the precious Lord Jesus Christ that you get in, praise God. And that's that sanctified blood. It's that power that God gives us, amen, to be Christians. So Paul was talking to the Corinthians here. He said, you know what? He said, you're just getting in the flesh. You're trying, yeah, you're Christians. You've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, but you're trying to live in the flesh. And he said, you can't live in the flesh, praise God. You got to live in the power of a risen Savior. See, I think what's missing in the churches, praise God, all around this country is the power. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power therein. A form of godliness. Oh, we know the routine. Amen? We can come in and we can raise our hand just at the right time, and we can say a word just at the right time, and we can sing a song just at the right time, and we can preach just at the right time. But praise God, without the power of the Holy Ghost of God, amen, it's for naught. It's a form of godliness without any power. Amen, we need the power. Hey, listen, I need your power. Yeah, you say, well, preacher, sometimes it looks like you struggle in the pulpit. Well, I wonder how much time you spend praying. I wonder how many times you say amen. I wonder, hey, you know what? Hey, you ought to go with us to nursing home. Amen? I don't ever get the liberty, praise God, that I get at the nursing home. You ask these youngins, praise God, why? Because them little old black ladies and them little old crippled people, they want a touch of God. Amen. When you get to preaching, praise God, they say, amen, preacher, preach on. Boy, that stirs up the Holy Ghost of God down in the heart. Praise God, and it gives you to go yonders. Amen. You ask the folks to go with. Last time they got wound up, I think I preached for an hour. Wide open, praise God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost of God showed up. Because folks wanted it. Amen. You know what's wrong with us? We come in a form and a fashion without a desire to worship the Lord. Amen. Hey, if we ever come with the desire, amen, in our hearts to worship the Lord. He said, but we don't, because we come with all these other things on our heart. Amen. So Paul told these Corinthians, he said, hey, listen, said, you're carnal. You're caught up in your flesh. The envies and strife and all this junk going on. When you ought to get rid of that mess, praise God and praise the Lord. Like he deserves to be praised. Look what he told them over in chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. Now Paul just screams out, praise God. He said, hey, enough's enough. Listen to what he says. He says, what? What? He says, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? Don't you know? Amen. Haven't you realized yet, praise God, that you're not your own? Amen. What don't you know? Don't we know? He said, what? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Amen. If you're a child of God this morning, there's something in you, praise God, that's bigger than this world. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost of God. He moves in. He indwells you. That means he comes in. Praise God. He takes off his shoes, praise God, and makes himself at home. Now, whether you let him be at home, praise God, is up to you. We make the decision whether we're going to listen to the voice of God or we're going to follow ourselves the way we've been doing it. But praise be to God, there's a God of glory that loves us enough, praise God, to come in our heart and help us if we'll just let him. But he said, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God? Where do we get it? God gave it to us. Jesus said, I've got to go away, but I'm going to pray the Father. He's going to send you a comforter. Ain't you glad, praise God, that God sent something to live down in your heart that helped you along the way? Amen. You're never alone, praise God. No matter how lonely you feel. Bless His holy name. He said, so which you have of God, and ye are not your own. Amen. Said, you belong to somebody else now. Praise the Lord. Hey, you know what he's saying? He said, you don't need to keep yourself no more. He said, let God keep you. Amen? He said, because God can supply your need. God can give you what you need if you trust Him. He said, for ye are bought with a price. Amen? In other words, Jesus has paid for you. Yes, sir. Jesus paid for every one of us, praise God, on the cross of Calvary. Amen, Brother Bill, He paid for you on the cross of Calvary. He paid for you, Brother Charles, on the cross of Calvary. Amen, you've been paid for. Amen. Glory to God, there's nothing owed on you. Amen. Jesus paid it all. Glory to God. He said, for you are bought with a price. He said, therefore, glorify God. Now, listen to this, in your body. and in your spirit, which belong to you. No. He said, which are God's. Amen. Your body and your spirit belong to God. Hey, whether you're saved or lost, praise God, you still belong to God. Amen. We are God's creation. We are God's creatures. Praise God. He created us in the likeness of His image for His glory. And whether we give Him glory or not, praise God, we still belong to Him. Hey, newsflash, you may not like it. He's still in control. Hallelujah. Amen. You can continue to deny Him and reject Him all the days of your life. You know what you'll do? You'll just deny and reject Him right on into hell. You say, well, preacher, God send you to hell? No, you do. We go to hell because we reject the Savior that He gave for mankind. We reject what Jesus done for me. We reject the very atonement that He talks about here, this reconciliation of being brought back to God. When we reject the Lord Jesus Christ, we reject all that. Amen? In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, or in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, He says, saying this, He said, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. He said, hey, you know what? He said, what we need to do is we need to have a... He said, in this progressive life that we're living for Jesus, He said, we've got to have some cleansing taking place. He said, there's got to be some cleansing takes place in the hearts and the minds of people. Amen? We've got to be having some cleansing. But He said, you say, well, preacher, how do we do that? Look over at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. Well, let me go back to verse 12. Now, he's talking about here about Moses when he went up and he come back and he had the veil and people couldn't look upon him. He says, seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for unto this day remaineth the same veil taken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. How do we get the blinders taken off so we can see? It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's how we begin to get to realizing that we need to be cleansed from our own sinfulness. He said, but even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, when it shall turn to the Lord, talking about the nation, he said, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. He said, God gives us the power, praise God, to remove the veil, glory to God, from our eyes so that we can begin to see. And we begin to, it's through Spirit of God, praise God, that removes the veil so that we can see our need for cleanliness. To clean up, praise God. But look what he finishes out, verse 18 says, but we all, that's every one of us, with open face, that's with things no longer hid. Amen? That God begins to reveal, praise God, the veil's taken away, God begins to reveal where we are. He begins to reveal our sinfulness, begins to reveal where we need to be for His glory. Beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed. See, here's the change that takes place. Into the same image from glory to glory. God begins to get glory out of this event. God begins to get glory out of this event that takes place in our life. For every time we come through a crisis, and we realize, praise God, that we're not big enough for the crisis. But there's a God of glory, praise God, that's big enough to meet the crisis. Amen. And we cry out. And God begins to move. He said, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. He said, so it's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, praise God, that moves upon us in the crisis to point us where we need to go. Amen. So how do we get there? How do we get a point of where the Spirit changes us and we cleanse ourselves from the unrighteousness of this world? It takes that crisis. It takes a crisis in our life. Amen? A crisis. The first crisis that it takes, praise God, is regeneration. It takes a crisis, praise God. Jesus said to John, to Nicodemus in John 3 and 7, you must be born again. The first crisis, praise God, is to realize that we're lost and on our way to a devil's hell. It takes a crisis, praise God, for us to realize, praise God, that we need some help. Amen. Amen. It takes a crisis to get us to cry out. Amen. So that we can realize our position in Lord Jesus Christ, so we can begin to realize, praise God, the progress that He wants to bring us on the trip. See, there's a position that we have in Christ Jesus if we've been born again. Amen. And there's also a position we don't have in Him if we've not born again. But if we're in Jesus positionally, praise God, we're in a good standing before God. And then we have the progress that moves along. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, preacher, I believe it just, you get saved and sanctification comes and that's it. You're in or you're out and there's no help for you. That's baloney. Amen. It's that continuous process of sanctification. It's that continued process of growth. Praise God, it brings us along. An old preacher said one time, said there was two fellas that was arguing over this issue. There was two fellas arguing over this issue, and the old preacher told him, said, well, it takes a crisis to get you to where you're going. Amen. And he says, hey, let me ask you, fellas, said, you came from Chicago down to San Francisco. Said, how did you get here? He said, I come by train. He said, well, how did you get here? Did you just get on train and all of at once you was here? He said, oh no. He said, I got on the train and said, little by little, praise God, I made my way to San Francisco. He said, okay. So you got on the train and little by little, praise God, you made it to San Francisco. He said, well, let me ask you a question. He said, how did you get on the train? He said, you get on the train a little by little. He said, no. He said, the engineer cried all aboard, praise God. And he said, I prayed, I'd get left behind and I got on board. He said, I stepped on, praise God. Amen. Oh, preacher, let me get this straight. You just stepped on, and then you came along a little by little. Let's listen, youngins, listen this morning. Praise God, we got to realize if we'll just get on board, accept the Lord Jesus Christ and a free pardon of sin, praise God, He'll bring us along to our destination. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The engineer's never lost one that's got on board. But praise God, through progression, He's brought them all the way to their destination. It took a crisis to get him on board. He thought he's going to be left behind. I tell you what, there's a crisis in our nation today. If the Lord comes tonight, he's coming. And we're going. Bible said with a trump and a shout, praise God, dead in Christ arise first. Those who are alive and remain will be caught up, snatched out of here. Amen. We'll be gone. I'm going to be gone. Amen. If you ever want to see this little old slobbering preacher again, you better get right with God. You'll never see me, because I'm going to be in the presence of myself. I'm going to that place prepared for me, because I've been preparing myself for that place. Amen. He said, hey, all aboard! And I didn't want to be left behind, so I stepped on. Amen. And now, Brother X, I'm trusting in the Lord to get me to my destination. Amen. A little at a time. Amen. A little at a time, day by day. That's the process. But how's our state today? See, we ought to be a work in progress. If we're not a work in progress, then something's wrong. Amen. Every day of our life ought to be a work in progress for the Lord. And if we're not a work in progress, then we're missing something. But he said, you know, if our state's right, then we've got a right relationship with the Lord. It's that sanctifying power of God that sets you aside and helps you to know, praise God, you know there's something better than that. When different things come in your life, you know, you look at it and you say, you know what? God's got something better than that. Amen. A lot of situations in my life come up, and you know what? God, the Holy Ghost, speaks to my heart and He says, God's got better than that. Amen. It keeps me on the journey. Every day of my life, the Holy Ghost speaks in my heart and had a little bit of progress every day. This old preacher's a work in progress. What about you? Are you a work in progress this morning? Amen. How's your state? How's your state? What kind of state are you in? Because your state ought to line up with your standing. Amen. Your position ought to be in Christ Jesus. But how's your progress? Your position, your progress ought to line up with your state. Amen. Your position, your progress ought to line up with your standing. Where are you standing today?